You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Jack, and across from me is Jim, returning.
We are back. Both of us, not just me, but you as well.
That's right. It is the last Thursday in March. It's my first Thursday in March, actually, here behind the microphone.
Absolutely.
I missed a whole month.
You missed a whole month, mm-hmm. and what a month it was.
Mm-hmm. We have in studio with us this morning some guests from the Music Conservatory at Sandpoint, talking about some upcoming programs there, and then later on in the hour, someone's coming down from the Chamber of Commerce.
Ricky Whitty.
Oh, yes.
Harriet Pink on Sundays.
She's, yes, and we're ready to ask her the hard questions about those flower baskets that you
Absolutely.
See hanging around town.
Tough questions need to be asked. We want transparency.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I feel about it.
Well, I have the weather queued up right in front of me here, but can I ask, what did I miss, Jim? Anything good?
Well, I was gone this past week, but we had a great month here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many glitches with the system, and I'm ready to be back. I went to Palm Springs for a week, but I come back here and most of the snow has melted, and I ask myself, why did I leave?
Mm-hmm.
It was like mid-80s, upper 80s there, but I guess they had tropical climes here as well.
Yeah, that was before I got back, but yeah, it was really, wasn't it a couple weekends ago? It was really nice. I think so.
It's all a blur.
Yeah.
March is a blur.
I wasn't here.
It goes by
mm-hmm.
quickly.
I know that I left when I left on like the 6th or whatever that was, it was like the middle of winter. It was bad. And
the middle of winter. We scoff at that.
Uh-huh. Anyway, it's nice to come back and for it to be spring again.
Well, tulips are coming up
mm-hmm.
and all sorts of little signs that robins are in the tree, but those robins have been there practically most of this year. I saw robins in our mountain ash in January. Their radar mm-hmm. must have been askew. But it's I'm ready for to get some dirt under my fingernails. I'm the flower person in my relationship, and I even have a couple snapdragons blooming in my office window.
Wow.
You bet.
You mentioned tulips. I've got one growing like in the middle of my yard that I think I've got to get rid of.
But, you need to talk about it. It's yeah. location.
I don't know how it got there. We don't try to grow tulips in the middle of the yard, but it is.
They happen.
Uh-huh.
They happen. I would dig up that bulb and before the person who mows the lawn gets mm-hmm. to it and put it in a more tulip friendly environment.
I'll try to do that. Yeah, fine advice.
Yeah, right.
Let's see here. So let's talk about the upcoming weather. It looks like it continues more or less this nice spring weather
yes.
that we've been having.
Ugh.
Okay, scattered showers today, but only a 40% chance of showers, a high of 48 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 53. Mostly clear on Friday night and then Saturday, again, mostly sunny with a high of 54 degrees. A 30% chance of showers on Sunday with a high up to 56, and a chance of showers on Monday. Somebody's trying to reach the radio station. Now is not the time, folks. We're live on the air.
That was my bad. I forgot to turn off the phone.
That's okay. You were away.
It's a robocall.
Well, good. At least it's something exciting.
at least somebody wants to hear from me.
Have you... So it's been obviously been raining. I keep waking up and the ground is wet and the driveway is wet. But I don't think I've seen it rain like since I got back.
It
keeps happening in the middle of the night.
You know, I think in a perfect world, rain should occur mm-hmm. between 10 at night and 6 in the morning. But we're living in an imperfect world. And speaking of an imperfect world, I have the weather report for Washington, D.C. My sister, who lives in Arlington, sent me, as she does every Thursday, the weather report, so we can marvel at technology. She has Alexa sitting in her living room, and she says, Alexa, 88.5 KRFY. And bammo, there we are. And get this, right now it's 45 degrees, mostly sunny, high of 63 expected, and she says it's cherry blossom time in D.C.
Cherry blossom time.
You ever seen it?
Only in
Humbuddy?
Only in pictures.
Ah.
No. It does look nice.
We have one of the plethora of people from the Music Conservatory of Sandport. Janice, tell us, did you enjoy it?
Yes, it's beautiful.
It's absolutely, if you got to catch it at the right time, because you know it's one of those transitory experiences. But around the Jefferson Memorial, that tidal basin.
Yes.
You're nodding your head, John. You've been there?
Oh yeah, okay. I had an uncle who lived in Arlington. My brother went to University of Maryland, okay. So I've been there quite a bit. And it can be really disappointing. However, if you're lucky, it's awfully pretty.
Yeah, it's sort of like the leaves in New England in the fall. You got to be there at the right time. If not, it's not going to wait for you. You know, it's one of those marvelous things about Washington, D.C. It's an area that I dearly love from about October to about April, May. And then it gets really muggy. And I'm sure I'm going to get lots of response to that. But I love the D.C. area. It's incredible. Should we a little bit more talk about the world out there, and or should we just jump in with our guests?
Oh, I don't care. The only thing, other thing I had to tell you was that March goes in, comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. And I have a little article here about that if you wanted to know about that. But it's basically, it's true.
Okay, and I want to say that, to quote a famous poet, April is the cruelest of months. That's a famous line from a poem by T.S. Eliot called "The Wasteland," and to be able to read that poem, you've got to slog your way through it, but it's worth it. But April is the cruelest of month. We have guests from the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, located right around the corner from our radio station. Karen Wiedemeyer, the Executive Director. Good morning, Karen. How
good
are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you, Jim. And talking about spring.
Yes.
Right? I want to talk about all the things that are growing and blossoming at the school, because lots of things.
Well, that happens year-round, doesn't it?
It does,
you know,
yes.
I mean we'll say it's a seasonal sort of thing, but I know from the hard work that you do and your staff and the wonderful results that it's a year-round.
It's a year-round, nothing static ever, always dynamic and innovative, I would want to say, and collaborative. And I think that's actually why some of these really exciting developments are happening, is because of our willingness to collaborate and form alliances. And I think that's part of our MO, right, maybe?
Absolutely. Would you like to introduce the people who are here with us?
So one new staff member I would like to introduce more fully is our Janice Wall, who's the director of our El Sistema Music Matters program. Music Matters is, or the El Sistema, we are possibly the only rural community or semi-rural community that has an El Sistema program. It's an after-school fine arts enrichment program. So
is it funded by the state or
no?
Is it a government grant sort of thing?
It's a collaboration again. It's between grants and private donors. So foundation support. So it comes from various corners.
Okay, it's an after-school program.
Yes.
And what happens after school in the program?
So I'm going to move the microphone over to Janice Wall.
Well, we are very excited. Like passing of the baton in a relay. Janice, welcome.
Thank you.
Would you like to share some of the high points of El Sistema?
Well, the different ensembles that we have. The orchestra, we have youth orchestra and the chamber orchestra that meets at the conservatory. The choir, which I'm the director of the choir. We have one group at Kootenai Elementary and one group at Farman Stidwell Elementary. They learn the same music and then come together and sing together. And then we have Percussion Fun, which is Allie Thomas, who conducts that group. She uses djembes and they have a lot of fun, percussion fun.
Percussion fun, as opposed to string fun, or great.
Yes,
I've never heard that phrase before.
No, I think, but it makes sense.
Absolutely,
I think percussion would be the most fun for me.
Ooh,
anyway,
we're going to hear now from the string people and the keyboard people.
Woodwinds.
So we're you know, practicing all year. We did have some going out into the community. We went to the library and different places to bring the music to the people. That's one of the tenets of El Sistema, is to not necessarily we have a concert and you come to us, but we try to go out into the community as outreach. Much as possible. Outreach. So we did some Christmas music at the library. The orchestra will be going and doing some things at the library, playing in the lobby mm-hmm. on April 23. The choir is going to be going out, but that's a little bit of a secret. So
my lips are sealed.
But our main concert is April 30 at the Panada. We call it Children Performing for Children. And we have all the schools, all the public schools, and I think most of the private schools and even a homeschool group will fill the Panada on that morning at 10 o'clock. And so our children from El Sistema who have been practicing all year, they will be performing for their peers and the children there.
How many students are in the program?
It's 100 and some.
So a goodly number.
Mm-hmm. 119. 100, yeah. I didn't have that.
Excellent.
So just to add, one of the really exciting things I think about the Panada concert is that we always feature something every year. And I'll let Janice talk about that in a second. But every year we ask the students who come, has anyone ever seen a live orchestra or a symphony play? And there's always some hands that go up from who have seen the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, the Spokane Symphony, or even the local Pendere Chorale and Orchestra. But there's still about half, or at least a third, who have never heard that kind of live music before. And that's one of the really exciting things about that concert, is you get kids, you know, their peer ages. I think we're inviting third graders this year from as many schools as we can. And they get to see kids, some of them close to their own age, a little bit older, who are performing live, and that's always really exciting for that concert. I think it's one of the staples that makes that concert so special.
So is it targeting just one grade level? Like you said, third grade this year. Have previous years been like fourth or fifth grade, or will be other grades there, John?
We've done several in the past. One of the great problems that we've come across is that the Panada is not big enough. And I think last year...
What a problem.
Year,
you know, I mean, seriously, you know, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and it's a wonderful problem to have. We would never want to deny schools the fine arts. So we're doing our best to service as much of the school district as we can.
Boy, I go back to, you know, that notion of what a problem to have, you know, that you have such a tremendous response.
Yeah, so we limited it to third grade. Mainly fourth grade goes down to the Coeur d'Alene Symphony
okay.
during the year. So we thought, well, the third graders would have this opportunity since they have this other opportunity. So that way we were able to accommodate all the different public schools. And then we had some leftover seats, so we were able to invite even some of the homeschoolers, and we have the private schools in town. Because they're small, you know, just inviting one grade would not be very many, so we've expanded that a little bit for those groups.
And this is at the Panada Theater on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. April 30th at...
At 10 o'clock, and then we also have an evening concert at 6 o'clock.
That's and who open, attends that?
That's open to anyone, particularly the parents of the children.
Is there an expense to that?
Yes, that's a $5 charge for the adults. Yes.
So that's we'll go over those dates one more time before... We let you guys go so nobody misses a concert that they want to see. But tell us more about El Sistema. What it is, what's different from that than, you know, high school band or whatever.
Well, it's it happens after school.
Yeah.
And it's designed mm-hmm. to reach children who may otherwise not have that opportunity. I mean, they might have opportunity in school, but this is a maybe a more expanded situation. They're coming because they want to. And they're able to, like with the orchestra, they can learn that instrument there, you know, at the time.
And El Sistema, the origination of it was from Venezuela. And it was used as an enrichment tool for the community to help protect the youth from getting involved in drug cartels originally and that type of environment. And it exploded. And down in Mexico, they have something called Redis 2020, I think, is the name of their orchestra, which is a different name, but it is a very similar idea. It's giving students a fine arts education, and it's giving them something to do after school. And when you go, I've had the honor of going down to Tijuana and to work with those kids, and it's really impressive. You have orchestras of like 100 kids who are getting together, and they rehearse almost every day. Some of them do rehearse every day after school, and it's the culture down there is really fantastic. And then the El Sistema idea was adopted in the United States, and it's been spreading pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. And particular, so we have a theme, and I just want to briefly speak about the collaboration because we were working with Canixo Land Trust, and the theme on this El Sistema performance is the nature of music and music in nature. And it's really wonderful because we need to connect for our children, build more bridges of connection so they understand relationships better. And there's a strong relationship between sound and nature. And in the performance, that becomes very apparent. So also part of that is food for thought, meaning is that the children are being fed some really wholesome, healthy food before they go into their afternoon rehearsals. Because we understand that if they eat wholesome, nature-related food as such, they do better in the afternoon.
So I get to see my orchestra twice a week, which is, we started it last fall, and it's an amazing opportunity. And yesterday, as a matter of fact, Tuesday, from the 7B kitchen, I believe, mm-hmm. the kids got these little individually packed salads, basically. They were fresh vegetables of many different kinds, and they had some dipping sauce, some ranch stuff. And having worked with the same orchestra now for a few years in the years past, there's really a difference when they have a little bit of downtime. They get food that isn't, you know, processed stuff, and they go to rehearsal, and we get more done. And it's something that I've noticed consistently throughout this semester and throughout this year, that it's had a major impact in the quality of both what we can give and what the students can give, kind of at the same time. It's noticeable.
Yeah, and so the performance, which I will give the microphone back to Janice to speak a little bit about the nature and the nature of music and music and nature, as it then will be presented by the El Sistema students on April 30th.
And,
at the Panada. And I don't know if Janice has anything more to say.
Yeah, so we're trying to put together a multimedia type program, so while the children are performing, we have pictures of nature and of the things that they're playing. The many composers wrote about music or about nature or were inspired by nature. And so the orchestra has chosen several by Grieg, by Saint-Saëns and Mozart. Anyway, but all inspired. You know, we have the Swan, we have
The Mountain King.
The Hall of the Mountain King.
Yeah. Lots of stuff.
Yes. And then the choir is singing songs from nature also. Some really cute things, Animal Imagination, I Am Nature, different songs that are really fun. And they've really responded to this theme, I believe. And of course, percussion. Africa. they have a lot of
percussion
African themes in their
How many years has the El Sistema program been in effect?
Well, we became official El Sistema members last year. The community programs, which we call To Music Matters, is now in year 7. So we have quite some experience with that. They grew, we seeded them, you know, really with just a few classes after school, and then they have really significantly grown. Becoming part of El Sistema officially makes us part of a global movement.
I was thinking that. Yeah.
And since we are continuing to be internationally inspired and to bring knowledge from really every corner of this world and redistribute, it really makes perfect sense for us to be part of the El Sistema movement. And we're hoping at some point, and we're seeding another development as such, which is the Celebration of Arts and Culture, which we're starting with this year on July 27th in collaboration with Christine Holbert and the Shakespeare Fest. So there will be an afternoon section where the Matsiko World Children's Orphanage, I said that in the wrong order, the Matsiko Children's Choir is coming. They're going to come to Sandpoint every year, as they said now. That's their plan, and we're starting this this year. They're going to be part of that, and we're hoping for our children to interact with them and to have music together. But for the Summer Academy, is also really an El Sistema Academy, and that is really, for John to talk a little bit more about, is truly exciting. And the direction it's taking is also even more exciting.
I know we say this every year, but it's still true. We're really excited about this summer.
It's worth repeating.
It is. we've been very lucky the last 2 years to have Dr. Phil Baldwin from Whitworth come in and be our director. This year, we have another person from Spokane. Her name is Dr. Roberta Botelli. She's third chair cellist at the Spokane Symphony, and she's also a really nice person, which matters. She took the time to come up and visit us about a month ago. She worked with the kids. So the beginning orchestra is doing Sasson's The Swan from Carnival of the Animals, which is a set. There's 9 pieces all about animals, and the original was for piano and cello solo, so she played the original cello solo for the kids, and that just blew their minds. She's a wonderful musician. She's a great conductor. One of the things that we really pride ourselves on is the quality of musicians that we bring in for these events. We've been very lucky. We've had some really world-class people come in from Mexico. We were very lucky to have Dr. Phil Baldwin with us for a little bit. Of course, he always has an open invitation to come back. And we think Roberta is going to continue to give the camp an excellent experience. So for the academy, we have a whole bunch of different parts. We have our big international orchestra. Last year, we had four or five. Exchange students from Baja California, and they're always just incredible musicians. Not only are they great people, they work as mentors, they give a midweek concert, and they play in every orchestra, but they're just great folks. And we also had an exchange student from Germany, from near Hamburg.
Trier.
Can you say that into the mic?
Trier.
There we go. I didn't want to say that one. So
spell that for us.
Trier, which is a historic city, actually, yes.
So we're doing our best to really be a global music movement, and El Sistema is really helping that. And we want to make Sandpoint in the future a real hotbed for El Sistema, and not just the Pacific Northwest, but possibly the country. And we're really excited about that.
What's the relationship between El Sistema and the Summer Academy?
Well, the El Sistema is, it's the philosophy that drives the after-school music program.
Got it. Okay.
I think. And it has a very big impact on the philosophy of how we design our summer programs.
One of the things, listening to you about El Sistema, music, at least when I was growing up, occurred in the school. But it never left the school. It was always like the marching band or there's a concert in the school. And what Janice said about going out into the community after school and then bringing music rather than people coming to you, you're going to meet them. I think that's wonderful.
Yes, it gives the children a the sense of that music is for a lifetime. It's a lifetime experience, not just, oh, I go to school, I do music, but...
And then you come home, and then you leave your instrument at school, and everything like that, and it becomes like a five-day-a-week thing.
Right.
Absolutely. I think that's great. Now, what about the Summer Academy?
So, before I get any farther, I will say, now is the time to enroll.
And how does one do that?
You can stop by the office. You can give us a call at 265-4444. You can also go to our website, sandpointconservatory.org. Send us a homing pigeon, you know, just about anything.
And where's the location of the building?
110 Main Street.
There we go. It's the. I think it wasn't that the old fire department?
It was lots of things.
Way back when.
Yes, it was City Hall, a library. Meanwhile, right? So we've acquainted ourselves a little bit more with the history of the building, and we might have some building news, exciting ones, hopefully, in our pocket to be released soon. But I can say one thing. It looks like we will be able to open our doors, the fire doors. And just to add to John and to the whole philosophy of the school and El Sistema also, is to have music interactive and participatory and engaging. Not just something that you go to, but it's something you engage with. And if we get to open the doors, then that really creates that kind of participatory feeling where you can sit there with your cup of coffee and you can watch a rehearsal. You can watch a spontaneous combustion concert, right? All sorts of things. And that's really when music becomes a fabric of your culture to that degree, I feel then we succeed.
I have to admit, when I'm walking down Second Avenue and just seeing the piano outdoors, you know, I don't know how to play, but just seeing an instrument out there just waiting for just someone to just sit down. And I think that's absolutely brilliant.
It happens every 5 seconds during the day, which is a great thing.
Absolutely. You know, granted, you think a piano, not a flute, you know, but you've moved a piano out there, and I'm quite sure if you had a camera on it, wouldn't that be
piano,
fun?
Yes. Piano cam.
Oh, I have so many fun stories, but one of my personal visions is that we need to find a way to weatherproof instruments. I think we should have instruments all through town.
Wouldn't that be something?
And to always invite people to engage and children to engage.
Oh, absolutely.
And really play. We just need to learn to play, right? And have all of these artistic places where the community can participate. That would be so much fun. There isn't such a thing as too much music. There isn't such a thing as too much chocolate, right?
No, never. You know, but as Janice said, we could have piano fun, percussion fun. I mean, you know, just simply the joy of having it out there.
So some of the other elements of our MCS Summer Academy is we're having a voice camp. We don't want to give too much away, but we have a big project set up. Should I say the title? Okay. We're going to, in years past, we've done adaptations of Hansel and Gretel, the children's opera.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we're going to do the whole thing, which is really exciting. We have everything in place. We have the students, we have the teachers, we have everything. And that's going, last year we did Amol and the Night Visitors. We try and do kind of a festive opera, because opera is important, December every year. And we're going to do the full production of Hansel and Gretel. And we're really excited about that. So we have a voice camp, which is July 22nd to the 26th.
Okay.
And that's going to be a little bit of a preparatory event for Hansel and Gretel, as well as other music and vocal health and vocal technical abilities.
We are also inviting the El Sistema children, the choir, to come to a portion of that camp and prepare at least one song, maybe two, to sing with the Metsiko choir when they come at the Memorial Field on July 27.
Perfect.
So we have our big International Youth Orchestra Camp. That's July 29 to August 2nd. And one more thing about that. We have been striving at the conservatory. I know it's been mentioned before. Collaboration is important. And one of the many alliances that we've been trying to form is with the Spokane Youth Symphony. They have a great organization down in Spokane. As I mentioned before, Dr. Baldwin is a conductor down there, and we've had a lot of communication with them. So one of the aspects that make our camp unique is that kids, the advanced kids who come to our camp are then invited to go down. Well, they need to register, but they're invited to go down and play with the Spokane Youth Symphony.
Ah, okay.
And we're trying to cultivate that relationship even more in the future. So mm-hmm. that's really exciting. Classical music and is really building a bridge between those two communities.
Too bad we're not a visual medium to see your enthusiasm, John, as you're talking. Your fists are clenched and you're absolutely correct about the power of music and classical music. Mm-hmm. KRFY is in the same corner of the ring with you.
So we have our percussion camp. That's also July 22nd to 26th. That's taught by Ali Thomas, who has been to Africa twice, I think. She studied classical African drumming and that type of repertoire several times. She's phenomenal. We have our theater camp, which is July 15th through the 26th. And by the way, there's a lot of dates, so feel free to visit our website, sandpointconservatory.org, to catch any of these dates. And one of the other camps that we have, it's our last one, and that's our piano camp. And that's July 8th to the 12th. Piano can be a really solitary instrument, especially for beginners. So Melody Puller, who is our piano chair this is our third year, I think, decided we need a piano camp. And we get all the pianists together. We do big ensemble pieces. They do a lot of ensemble work that you don't necessarily get as a beginning pianist. They do lots of games. They do duets and trios. And it's a really fun experience. Pianists can be loners in the musical world. So it's usually a lot of fun to bring all those students together and to make some music.
I want to do just a little addition to the theater camp, because what's particularly exciting about it, they get to perform on the big stage with or the opening to the Shakespeare Fest. And actually, the Shakespeare people offer master classes to our students. So they've done that last year for the first time. Last year was more difficult because we had the smokiest day. And they were in a location that was just not a sustainable location. So now they're in Memorial Field, so closer to the lake. So I think it'll be easier and earlier in the summer. But the students for the theater camp, they get to work with these people and get to perform when they perform. So I think that could be an extra incentive. So make sure you come and sign up.
One of the exciting things about next year is that this year our orchestra concert is going to be at the Pandita Theater, which is a beautiful space. However, next summer, the plan is to have it at Memorial Field and to have, what's the word?
Celebration of Arts and Culture, and it will be part of the Shakespeare Fest, and it will be part of that day.
Yeah, so we're going to take our show outside, so to speak, and have a great time with many different groups. The orchestra, in theory, next year will be performing there. We'll have a theater element, and it'll just be a great day of the fine arts.
Cool.
Lots of dates to remember.
I know.
Isn't it? We can just briefly run through. We have coming up on April 30th. Janice, do you want to repeat all the important things about that Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday, April 30, 10 o'clock in the morning, the school children are brought in, and then 6 o'clock in the evening is open to the public for $5.
Excellent, excellent. And then, John, you've had so many dates there with the camps and the performances and the master classes. All in July and early August?
All in July.
Okay. And if one wanted more information, the different places one can go to?
So give us a call at 208-265-4444. You can go to our website at sandpointconservatory.org, or you can email us at mcs@sandpointconservatory.org and sign up now.
Or you can come and visit us in person. We'd yes. love to talk to you, and we'd love to see you and show you the school, and we look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. And when will the registration close?
Generally, we try to be done by the end of June for the orchestra, and they're always stragglers, and we, you know, generally... We do our best, but there's going to be a pre-rehearsal and a read-through for the orchestra, so that needs to happen in due time, and I believe that was for, I think, July 15th. We'll have to look again. Yes. So sooner is better. Really, if you haven't made up your mind yet, we encourage you to come and see what we are doing.
Can we have you, John, at least come back maybe in mid to late June, since there's so much information here?
I would love to.
Unless you're traveling globally. And by then, Janice, you will have rolled up your sleeves and been done with April 30th concert, but El Sistema, but probably well into your next adventure.
Well, the El Sistema is an umbrella over the Summer Academy also, so I have my fingers in all those pies.
what we'll do before the day is out, I'll drop you an email and book a time in mid to late June and have Karin, you've already introduced us to them, so unless you want to come and share your joy and passion for music. But I want to say that the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint is just such a blessing in the community. We are so fortunate to have you, Karin, as the spearhead for the organization, and then wonderful people you have around you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we have, thank you so much for coming in. We have another person, a very special person coming in. We're going to take a musical break on this date. This song was recorded 61 years ago. Do you remember that, Jack?
I do not.
Of course not, you youngster.
I know the song, though.
Yep, in 1958, it was redone by Blue Cheer and The Who. This is the original Eddie Cochran with Summertime Blues. That was Eddie Cochran, Summertime Blues. It's pushing a season ahead. That was recorded on this date in 1958, 61 years ago today.
That's a very short song. It's a two-minute song.
It's like a lot of the music from the pop music from the late 50s well into the 60s. They hovered between 2 minutes and about 2 minutes and 21 seconds.
Yeah. We are here anyway, so we didn't have a great long transition to prepare you, so I hope you're ready, Ricky.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. She's not ready.
We have here with us Ricky Whitty from the Sandpoint Chamber, the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Don't want to
as
mistake that.
As opposed to the lesser.
No, yes. Get it right.
Right. This is the one out on that, Highway 95, I guess? What's your address?
It's technically 1202 North 5th Avenue.
Okay.
But it is also Highway 95 and Highway 2, if you want to get technical about
sure.
it. It is all the things.
Yep.
We are everywhere.
You are here today. What's your official title over there?
Thank you for asking, Jack. I'm so glad to hear you did your research for this show today. I am the office manager and membership specialist. It's a very long job title.
The membership specialist. Okay. Mm-hmm. And today...
She's the flower lady.
Yeah.
I'm the flower lady.
Those wonderful baskets that you see around town... Mm-hmm. Give us a little background on that.
To be honest, I don't know much about the I know that the flower basket program started in 2003.
Okay.
And it's only in the last year that the chamber has become involved because the city was no longer funding them. And I'm assuming they always had, or it was the bid. But I moved here right when the bid was dissolved.
Okay.
And so I don't know how the inner workings of that worked. But I, as a chamber employee, would attend the downtown shopping district meetings run by Deanna over at Sharon's Hallmark. And she basically was going to take this on as a community member, as the downtown shopping district. The city came to them and said, we will water the baskets for you. But somebody needs to pay for the baskets. So we decided to start a community effort and get the troops rallied and fund these baskets ourselves as a community.
And how has the response been?
Excellent.
How many baskets?
We are shooting for 120 baskets and this season.
Is there a geographic range in terms of... where the baskets appear?
Yes. There are predetermined basket locations.
Okay.
So we do get asked this question often. And honestly, if you have these questions, the city are the ones who hang the baskets. We, as the chamber, just funnel the money through the bank. We just take your checks and then pay Creech Greenhouses for the flowers. That's our voluntary participation in this endeavor. But there are designated hooks already. There are hooks on light posts all around town where the baskets already go. I know that this year the city is going to put baskets in Farm and Park, the Bonner County Gardeners Association specifically requested and made a donation specifically for five baskets
for the park
to be hung in the park. And they had come to me and I referred them to the city and they just gave me a check. So I'm assuming the city agreed to that, which is very nice to see results of that. So I know that you can specifically ask for baskets, but I think it's in within the downtown area. And as a business owner, you can't say, I want this basket in front of my store. We don't have control over that. It's a very nice idea.
But. I'm also thinking about when I come down here early in the morning during the summer and seeing the person watering. You can't have the person all over the place. But I want to say, I don't know about you guys, but I think those baskets are magical.
They really are.
Sometimes they don't all have that bouquet, but sometimes you walk by and you get a hit and you go, where is that coming from? And then you just want to stick your head right underneath.
Yes.
And then you discover they've watered it recently and it's still dripping. But those baskets just give such a pleasant... There's something about flowers like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, 100%. I'm a huge fan of floral arrangements. I love cut flowers, live flowers, of course. As a person with, I'd like to say it's a purple pinky, like the opposite of a green thumb. I can't grow things to save my life. I really do appreciate when people can come up. And these flower baskets are spectacular. I mean, they hang 8 feet, 10 feet long, however I bet it.
The way they drape down.
Guessing these things, yeah.
Now, how many okay, where are you now in terms of fundraising for the baskets for this year?
Well, thank you for asking. We are very close to the finish line. The downtown shopping district has been hitting the pavement and hitting up. As you have in front of you, I sent out letters asking the donors from last year to re-donate. And that has been a huge response. And thank you so much to everybody. We will be sending out the thank you letters and the little stickers again, saying that you are a flower basket participant. We are, I think we're just under $2,000 left in our $9,000 goal.
So out of 120 baskets, how many would you say you have right now? Like 100? 105.
I'm really bad at doing math.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
I would say it's about 100, like whatever 2,000 divided by 75 is.
Oh, dear. You mean you don't know that?
We have about 26 baskets left, so we're just under 100 baskets.
And if a person's interested, how does he or she or an organization go about making an arrangement to get however much? Well, I can't say the amount, but you can.
Well, each basket costs us $75.
Okay.
So that's what we're asking for. You can donate $5. We're not picky. If you want to participate in this, please do whatever means possible. There is no set amount. We just have a goal to reach that we're trying to get to. Some companies, businesses, organizations have donated significant amounts. A lot of people have given us $20. So whatever you have, whatever, we appreciate it. And it's all part of the same community. And I have an aunt and uncle who do donate the cost of one basket each year. And they like to find their favorite basket and call it theirs, which I think is really charming. I think that's a nice way to think of it.
It's wonderful. Like a basket adoption.
Exactly. Unofficially, but I think it's a nice way to think of it.
Right. And then you just hope you don't run into the other people who also like that basket.
Who also have renamed it.
There's a brawl. So you're 26 baskets shy. Mm-hmm. And if we want to participate in this, we want to help you out, we go to that location or where?
Yes.
How do we get you?
You can mail in your payment. The Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce is who you make the check out to because it is pass through our bank account. So you can mail it to P.O. Box 928, Sandpoint 83864, or bring it by the visitor center, which if you haven't been by, please do anyway. It's really fun. We're starting to get some of our summer activity brochures in. And that is 1202 North 5th Avenue. As I said, it's that weird visitor center you've driven by 100 times and never thought to stop into. So come on by.
So 120 this year. What's is that up from last year?
It is up about 20 from last year. I think we did 90 maybe last year.
Oh, wow.
Because of Cedar being closed and the construction.
Wait, okay, Cedar being...
And then this year with the Farm and Park baskets, I think they've just increased the number of... And because they're doing the construction, the sidewalk demolition later in the season, they're going to go ahead and put baskets up on First Avenue as well.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. We're talking here with Ricky Witte. One of the things I want to ask about, Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
The use of the word greater.
Yes.
Is it quality? Is that a quality word or is it a size word? is there a lesser or?
No, we technically function within Sandpoint. Obviously, we're the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, but because there are so many outlying areas. We wanted to include Clark Fork, Dover, Sagal, Bonner's Ferry, make sure everyone is included in the greater
Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. Perfect. Yes. And we're making flower basket talk. Mm-hmm. And this is a fundraiser, a way to get money for those beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Now, does the city have, does the Chamber of Commerce have any say in the kind of flowers in them, or do you just leave it up to the people who put them together?
We have absolutely no say in this. The people at Creech Greenhouses, that's where we purchase them. We order them in October, hopefully.
Ah, okay.
And so that's why they're so spectacular. Like when you buy a flower basket in June and you hang it up, it's not going to reach the ground unless you're an incredible gardener. These have been growing in a greenhouse all season. They've been growing all winter already. By the time they hang them up, they're giant. Last year we did have a few, because we ordered really late last, just getting this sort of grassroots movement off the ground, did not put the order in as early, but this year we got it in on time. We're going to have some, and so that also the colors will be more consistent, cause that was one request that I think the city made. But other than I trust the experts to know what they're
doing. In other words, like red, white, and blue, all the baskets be something like
Something like that.
I love the different.
Yeah, the variety was kind of nice.
Yeah.
More consistent, though.
Well, you can't please everybody.
No.
Sure you can. Sure you can. How can one not like flowers?
I know.
Is there anybody out there who's anti-flower?
Well, I do. I have... to play devil's advocate, I am allergic to almost every sort of pollen that there is out there.
There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Springtime is my favorite and my least favorite season for that reason. If you recall when I started doing my show on Sundays, it was in the spring and there were several shows where I was blowing my nose on the air. It's not pretty. So in that way, I could see people not enjoying flower, but I still love flowers. I will punish myself all season smelling flowers because I love them so much. And they're so beautiful to look at. Whether or not you're smelling them, you can still appreciate their majestic natural beauty.
I have no idea what kind of flowers these are. I mean, I know what they look like, but I couldn't name them. Do you know any of them, Jim?
Some of them are the kind of petunias that, I forget the exact name, that drape down. Petunias usually are individual little, you know, but these are... What's the word for them? I'm probably sure there's a bunch of people out there who know the word for them that just flow over the edge and continue to grow.
Yeah.
And
let's make up. It's a falling petunia. It's a climbing petunia.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then they have just a bunch of flowers I don't know the name of, but they're surely pretty. And the chamber, the greater.
Thank you.
Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, working towards its goal. And one more time, Ricky, if one is interested in contributing,
yes.
Not necessarily for an entire basket board,
not
just for a part of the basket. Mm-hmm. The more people who take ownership over it, the more the joy in seeing the result.
Exactly. And I love that sense of community that you get from participating in these things so easily. Whatever you would like to contribute, you can send a check or cash to P.O. Box 928. Sandpoint, Idaho 83864. Make a checkout to Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce or GSCOC, so it fits on the check.
I know that I had trouble writing it
yes,
all on mine.
It's a lot. It's a lot to say. we'll take it either way. Or come by the Visitor Center, 1202 North 5th Avenue. If you do have questions, you're welcome to call us as well. It's 263-2161.
Slower next time. Okay, the number is?
263-21. I'll just talk like Jack. 2161.
Is that true? Is that true?
That's not at all what I talk like.
No, this is like Jack. Come
on. Oh, dear. Ricky, thank
you. She's trying to start a rivalry. Yeah. I think.
Thank you so much for stopping by. And be sure to tell Mother Superior that 88.5 KRFY says hello to her.
I certainly will.
That would be Kate McAllister.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
As we say goodbye to Ricky, we're going to have a transition song. This song was recorded in 1967, 50 years ago today. This is probably the signature tune by Van Morrison. That was Van Morrison on a song that he recorded back in 1967. Some people consider it to be his signature tune.
We were debating that a little bit.
While it was playing, there's a bunch of other Van Morrison tunes that are absolutely special. But this is probably one that has been fairly covered by a number of artists, including, I think we have Jimmy Buffett doing a version of it in rotation here.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any outstanding or upcoming events that we need to draw our listeners' attention to?
Outstanding upcoming events? They're all outstanding,
Jim. Upcoming.
Yeah. How can you pick just one? I do know that tonight is the trivia takeover at the Pondere Winery. They do this once a month. It is free and open to the public. Everyone's welcome to enjoy an evening of fun, music, and prizes. It is a fun-filled game where musical clues and point-wagering answers lead to an interactive educational experience. PLWine.com for more information about that. And if I'm not mistaken, that is usually, it's a trivia takeover, usually taken over by a local charitable or nonprofit organization.
Perfect.
So done for their benefit, but I don't know who it is this time around. At McDuff's Beer Hall, if you're going to be downtown, right across the street from the winery, is the Thursday Night Solo Series. Let's see here. Benny Baker is the soloist tonight, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. He's played with Maya Kohal, the Beat Diggers, Other White Meat, and A Treat to Take In on his own. That is Sandpoint Curry will be there as well, and McDuffs.com for more information. Live music at the winery on Friday night with the Ron Keeper Trio. Jazz music, breads and spreads, plate with a friend and okay, share, blah, blah, blah.
Sounds like whatever. A tongue twister.
Yes. I stumbled over that one a little bit. But anyway, it's the Ron Keeper Jazz Trio at the Pondere Winery on Friday. Live music at the Poor Authority with Muffy and the Riff Hangers on Friday. Live music at Matchwood Brewing with Bright Moments Jazz from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It is apparently a jazz Friday night. And then Blues Night with Big Fatty and the Inhalers. Okay. Steve Rush, Chris Paradise, and Ally Maverick Thomas offer an evening of dancing and fun from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at McDuff's Beer Hall on Friday the 29th. Northern Stars Rising from the Pondere Arts Council, a showcase of local talent performing live at 7 p.m. in the Heartwood Center. Several rising stars are chosen through auditions and perform with their musical, vocal, dance, and spoken word talents. Artinsandpoint.org for more information about that. It is tomorrow, this Friday. There's an 80s party. There's live music at the 219. There is live music at the Pondere Winery on Saturday.
Everywhere.
And, yeah, it's, well, you know, we're all thawing out. Everything's starting to happen again.
And you
again.
Can go out to Sandpoint Online to get more information. Just want to remind you, next Monday is the final release of the Festival at Sandpoint lineup. The last person or group for this summer's festival in August will be released.
I'm excited to see what it is.
Absolutely. This week it was Cool and the Gang Celebrate.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna go now and play Bird Note. We're back, Jim. We did it,
okay. And I'll see you next week, buddy. Everyone have a good day. It's incredible outside.
You are listening to 88.5 KRFY Ponderé.